the story of the growth of the Kingdom of Alba and the Kingdom of Scotland is largely independent of the story of the islands. It's interesting that the Hebrides are known in Gaelic as Inchigal, the islands of the foreigners, meaning in this case the islands of the Vikings, although we nowadays in the 20th century think of this as the heartland of Gaelic Scotland. It may well have been the last part of Scotland to become Gaelic speaking. Lewis and Harris may not have been Gaelic speaking as late as 1400, maybe even 1500. This area was conquered by the Scots in the 1260s, but the local aristocracy simply switched their allegiance from the kings of Norway, so there was no immediate linguistic or cultural switch. There was just a gradual Gaelicisation over the next 200 or 300 years. Further north still, Orkney and Shetland remained entirely Scandinavian throughout the Middle Ages and only passed to the Scottish crown in lieu of a dowry payment for Margaret of Denmark in 1468 and 1469. Theoretically, they might still be able to be redeemed by the Danish crown if they wished to. These areas retained Norse speech, Norse landholding practices, Norse law for a very long time. This only died out in Shetland in the 18th century, the last native speakers of Norn, the local dialect of Norwegian.